You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting ragers, women who use their anger, often righteous, though not always, to accomplish extraordinary things. Today, we're talking about a woman who used her voice to build a political movement from the ground up. Let's talk about Mary Leese. Mary was born in 1853. Her parents were Irish immigrants fleeing British colonial rule. They settled in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania, where Mary grew up. After finishing school, Mary moved to Kansas and began working as a teacher. There, she met and married Charles Leese, and they moved onto a farm. They made a living by selling the crops they grew on their modest plot of land. But in 1873, disaster struck. The European stock market crashed, banks across America began to fail, and crop prices plummeted. Suddenly, Mary and Charles couldn't sell their crops. They lost all their money and land. The next year, they started from scratch in Denison, Texas. Mary took a job washing clothes while she worked towards a law degree. She would pin her law notes above her bathtub so that she could study while she washed. In 1883, Mary and her family moved back to Kansas. 2 years later, she was admitted to the Kansas bar, making her an official lawyer. During this time, Mary threw herself into political advocacy. She was a supporter of prohibition and women's suffrage and became involved in the labor movement. She started gaining a reputation for the rousing speeches she would give at political events. Mary talked about how farmers and laborers were getting shortchanged by wealthy northern bankers. Her family wasn't the only family that had lost their farm because of a volatile economy. Across the country, the business practices of bankers and railroad barons were hurting local farmers, which is why eventually, farmers and laborers in Kansas came together and decided to start a new party, the Populist Party. They were demanding a change, fighting to elect politicians who would represent their interests. And Mary was at the forefront of the movement. During the 1890 elections, Mary crisscrossed the country on a speaking tour, working to convince people to join the populist cause. When Mary spoke, it was impossible not to pay attention. Her voice was deep and rich. It boomed through the room. She was angry about inequality in America. Newspapers often despairingly referred to her as Mary Yellen Lease. She railed against rich industrialists and Wall Street bankers making money off the backs of working-class farmers. And she knew the issues. She could cite specific sections of the Constitution offhand just to prove a point. Her arguments were airtight and wildly convincing. It was said that a single speech by Mary would recruit hundreds of people to the populist cause. And in 1890 alone, Mary spoke at more than 160 events. In 1893, Kansas elected a populist governor, and the party took control of the state. Mary was appointed president of the State Board of Charities, making her the highest-ranking woman in the Kansas state government. But then, populist party leadership began making plans to merge with the Democratic Party. Mary was fiercely opposed to this move and wasn't afraid to say so publicly. But there were consequences for refusing to parrot the party line. Eventually, Mary was dismissed from her position in the government. Soon after the two parties merged, Mary moved to New York City, where she worked as a lawyer, a lecturer, and a writer. Even after the populist movement came to an end, Mary continued to stump for political candidates, including the socialist Eugene Debs and President Theodore Roosevelt. Mary lived long enough to see the fruits of her labor. She witnessed the passage of women's suffrage and watched the government start to regulate corporations and railroads. Near the end of her life, she moved onto a small farm, where she continued to watch the things she planted grow. Mary died in 1933. All month, we're talking about ragers. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.